Let's do random questions, serious or silly. That is the serious questions come from a game called Where Should We Begin? Though there is some overlap. Some of theirs are silly, and then the silly ones come from Answer the Internet from Barstool Sports, and some of their silly ones can be serious depending on how they come up. But you're choosing the source, essentially. Hot Wings?
Yes.
Go.
Silly.
If you could date the perfect woman, you meet her, like you see her on Hinge, okay. Everything's perfect.
All right.
Child situation, job situation, all the boxes are checked that you think of. Okay. But when you meet her, her right hand is mangled like three-finger Mordecai Brown from a fireworks accident. Is that a deal breaker?
I mean, is it like fresh meat or is it like an old injury that it's healed?
Well, it's missing a couple fingers and mangled.
Okay.
I mean, so it'll eventually heal no matter
what.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to know, like, does it look like tentacles or is it like, this happened to me when I was a kid.
It didn't just blow up in the parking lot, if that's what you're asking.
I don't think that would bother me too much. I mean, it would bother me a little, but I mean, if everything else was great and she had a great body and a great face and a personality and the situation was perfect, I could get over a hand.
Would you be like, which hand is your HJ hand? Just asking for a friend.
I would think at this point she'd be good at the other one.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be a thrill ride. I don't even know what's touching.
But
is
who
that
knows?
A
honestly,
or a tooth. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, a mangled hand might feel pretty cool. Don't know.
All right, Kelly. Serious or silly?
Let's do serious.
Okay. In my family, my role is.
Oh, I think I'm like the fixer in the family. I think that's it.
Like the fixer in what sense?
So like when my nephew died, for instance, he was 11. It was terrible.
Oh.
I feel like I stepped in to help as much as I could. Hey, where do we need to, or like any death that's been in my family, like my grandma or my sister-in-law, any of those, I just immediately show up and my emotions, I think I can just kind of put off to the side and grieve alone while everybody else is kind of like, what do we do? What do we do? I'm like, okay, let's get everybody together here. I'll get food from here.
You're like
I'll
the taking
this.
Care of person.
Yeah. And then when I go home for the holidays, I always tell my parents like, hey, look, tell me a project you need done. Cause they downsized from multiple houses that my families were renting out and things like that to one house now. And my dad did that all on his own. So anytime I go home, I'm always like, what can I help you with?
Yeah.
And so I think I'm the solution-oriented fixer.
Interesting.
For sure.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to fit what I don't know if I'd use those words, but everything you've said seems accurate. Not that you'd lie about it. Steve, serious or silly?
Silly.
You're going to join the dodgeball tournament as seen in the movie Dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
You may choose 5 athletes to be your teammates on the dodgeball team. Name them.
5 athletes. I'm going to pick.
Do you know 5 athletes?
Yeah, I do. I think the majority of them will probably be quarterbacks just based on throwing power, accuracy. So I'm going to take Tom Brady.
You're going to take a guy that wasn't known for his mobility, who's 45 or
but
46
super
years
accurate.
Old. He was
very accurate.
Accurate,
but also, you got to think about the shiftiness, though.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go with Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
He's good on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Ooh, that's smart. That's a smart pick.
Very,
very,
very
quick
accurate.
Twitch. Quick twitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know if this shot will translate to this throw.
Yeah,
but
what if he throws like somewhat, like sometimes people pick up the ball and you're like, oh, they'll be good at sports. Mm-hmm. And then they throw it and you're like, nope, I stand corrected.
Shohei Ohtani.
Like when 50 Cent threw out the first pitch that time. Like that was, what if Steph Curry threw like that? Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think a good pitcher or something would be pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, and Paul Skeens.
It's probably pretty good. I would pick Lamar Jackson because he has a cannon and he's very, very fast. The rest, I mean, all of yours were good picks. Maitland.
Yes.
Serious or silly?
Silly.
At a party, you'll find me.
Wherever the dog is.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
If you have a dog, chances are I'm on the floor petting that dog, drunk or not. Or I'm outside. If I'm drunk, I'm outside trying to ask somebody if I can bum a cigarette.
Really?
Yeah, a drunk cigarette always just.
If you're, you go right back.
Yeah. But just that time, or I'll get like halfway through it and I'm like, eh.
When was the last time you were a full-time smoker?
Like not vaping?
Yeah.
We're not counting that. October of 2018 or 19.
Okay. So last time you were here.
Yeah.
Didn't you get outed on the show? Didn't we?
Maybe.
I mean,
I would go outside with Justin.
I feel like I brought it up and I thought it was it was known.
Yeah. And it then, wasn't.
Like, you
at
got
the
a
time.
Text from your mom or your dad or something.
Like, what the
yeah.
No,
I'm sorry
but now,
that.
Now it's been enough time where the people that I would hide it from, I'm like, yeah, I was doing that. How could you not tell?
Right. And then vaping. Do you still vape?
No. No. I'll try every now and again when somebody's got one that I'm like, ooh, I want to try that flavor. Mm-hmm. And it nearly kills me.
Nice. So well, I'm like, glad you quit.
Yeah.
It's actually good.
Not nice that it nearly kills you. Tommy, serious or silly?
Serious.
Most people don't know, but I could talk about blank for hours.
Oh, my God. Minecraft.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's an example of your Minecraft party patter?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just, like, know... Oh, actually, wait, I'm going to change it to a different game. I'm going to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
Instead.
Man, my children are going to talk your ear off the next time you come over.
Yeah.
These are all the things they're into. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about Roblox, and you'll have them for life.
Oh, my God. I started Roblox in 2009.
Oh, boy.
And I had a... I think... I don't know if I said this or not. My siblings and I all wanted to seem tough, and so each of us had usernames related to crime.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You told us about
yeah,
that, didn't
yeah.
you?
What were the usernames again?
Mine was Serial Killer.
Okay.
Spelled wrong.
Okay. Like the breakfast cereal?
No, like the axe murdering
okay.
So it was
monster.
Just a typo.
Yeah, the, what you'd
oh, I thought you
for.
Spelled oh, it wrong yeah, on purpose. Like oh, yeah. I'm dominating the cereal. Okay.
No, but my backup account was Serial Killer, like with a spoon.
Okay.
So, because I needed two accounts for some reason. And then my sibling was Jailbird. My friend was Wanted Man. And I think the other one was Crooked Cop.
You guys must have had everyone so scared.
Oh, my God. We were the talk of the town.
Yeah, I bet.
Hot Wings, serious or silly?
Let's do silly again.
If you had to go to war, you have to pick one of the three. You're drafted and you're going to be on the front lines. It can be like Middle Ages Braveheart, Revolutionary War, or trench warfare from World War One. Which one and why?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so which war scenario would I be in? I think the American Revolution.
Why?
Because the firepower isn't as scary yet, but also the Brits, assuming I get to be on the American side, the Brits weren't really, they were still marching in like a marching band. And that's like when they really started doing, like the Americans were doing like guerrilla warfare.
Like
I think I'd
warfare.
Be very good at being elusive. And hiding, and
especially
like
if you're shooting people
off.
Wearing red, standing in a line.
Yeah, yeah. I think I would be good. I'm good at hiding in small spaces. I'm good at being patient if I need to. So I think that's the one I would pick. And if it did again lead to success, it would be pretty cool to be on the winning side of that war, like the dawn of America.
Kelly, serious or silly?
Let's do silly this time.
Would you have sex with a dead person for 5 minutes if your laundry would be done, folded, and put away magically for the rest of your life?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Is it because you like doing laundry?
Well, how would you ever get them fully torqued? They're dead.
I think that might
happen. Oh, it's a rigor mortis joint.
They're like perma-torqued.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I know this is silly sounding, but I just feel like it would break off. I know that, and I don't want...
That'd be pretty traumatic.
I don't want a dead D,
I mean,
you know?
Getting your laundry done would be...
Assuming it's a man, yeah.
Amazing.
I don't mind doing laundry. I it's going to sit in my dryer
until I
absolutely
need it. But would you mind not doing it?
I wouldn't mind not doing it. However, I wouldn't have sex with a dead person to have that checked off my list every day.
Yeah.
What if you could guarantee the penis stays in place?
Oh, that makes it harder.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, like if it's like a day old guy.
Well, I guess it's kind of like a dildo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind
no,
of.
No, you're not talking me into this. Absolutely not. I will do my laundry.
Well, I thought we had Kelly gets on the bus, Kelly, not Kelly thinking things through, Kelly.
Yeah.
All right. Steve, last one. I have a questionable relationship with.
Food.
All food?
Yeah.
I have an abusive relationship with Cinnamon Dots pretzels. They abuse me by being delicious and can't have a bag. just keep eating till the bag is gone. Then wish I had more. And then my wife says, hey, these are really good. I'll be right back. And then makes homemade frosting to dip them in. And now what are you going to do? You can't use that twice.
You gotta eat it.